It's 106.1 The Corner, and we're in the Corner Lounge today visiting with Neil Finn. How are you? Checking in from New Zealand.
I am, yeah. How are you doing?
Doing well. Yeah, we appreciate you calling in, even with the time difference and everything. But yeah, the Seven Worlds Collide project, we've been playing a variety of different tracks from it, and I love these projects where it's an album that's for a great cause, and then obviously a lot of love and care has gone into the music making itself. And maybe you can talk about, I'm one of those folks that actually was familiar with the last Seven Worlds Collide projects. That was a DVD. Well, it was a series of concerts initially, right?
It was. The first time we broke out this concept was about 7 or 8 years ago, and it was a series of 5 shows here in Auckland with a bunch of friends and acquaintances who all felt motivated to kind of step outside our normal lives and have a musical experience and with a bunch of good people. That was really the full extent of the motivation, and we had such a great time doing that. There was always the potential to do it again, but hopefully somehow different. That's why we decided to try a recording.
Yeah, so actually 2 discs worth of material were accumulated, and a lot of the same folks took part in both, and maybe you could mention some of the newer faces this time around, and just sort of you've almost kind of got a house band going on there with the Seven Worlds Collide, some members of Radiohead and Wilco. And how did it come about that you were able to work with these folks in the first place?
We were lucky enough to have most of the people that appeared on the first Seven Worlds Collide sessions available, and it's now mostly with families to come down here and spend 3 weeks this time. But Eddie Vedder, who was involved this time around, wasn't able to do this one because his wife was having a baby, and the timing wasn't right for him. But I sent out a wishful email to Wilco, who I'd just seen play live. I didn't know very well, and there's just something about it struck a chord with them, and so I was absolutely delighted to have 4 of those guys come down here, and it really made for an incredibly fulsome experience. I think, you know, it's true to say we had a happening in the building here I have, and the outpouring of music surprised me and exceeded my expectations for not just a single, a double record.
Yeah, definitely, and Wilco must have loved it enough where, didn't they record some of their new album down there as well while they were down there?
They did. They stayed on for an extra week. They were just settled in really well into the studio down here and enjoying the environment, and, you know, thought they would try and cut some tracks, and they ended up, I think, doing 8 or 9 of the songs that appeared on their new record, and then went back to Chicago to finish them off. But yeah, it was lovely to have them here, and it was a rare pleasure to be able to watch a great band record and in a really relaxed environment. It was really fantastic.
Yeah, what is that environment like? You mentioned having a building. Is it kind of, have you turned a part of your house into a recording studio, or how does that work?
It's a building which is made in, it was built in 1928. It's a kind of a deco-ish building, and it's got big west-facing windows, so the sun, the light gets magic every day, providing the sun's out, of course. 3 really quite good spaces on each floor, 1 on each floor. 2 of them we put a bit of work into. 1 of them is real ad hoc, but they all sound good, and they're lovely places to play music. So it was a fantasy scenario for me when we bought this building and decided to make it a music facility that I would one day have a bunch of my friends strung out from one end of the building to another, having a happening and making songs, and it's kind of exactly what happened.
Well, and I love the fact, too, that you incorporated your family as well. Tim Finn was a part of the first Seven Worlds Collide, and he's on here, too, and your son, and even your wife sings on a track. So what was that like, kind of having the whole family involved this time around?
Well, it's a wondrous thing for me and for my wife, Sharon, who's made a debut on this record in a really substantial way with a co-write and a main vocal and playing bass. Very supportive environment. It was a measure of how trusting everybody in the project was, that everyone felt they could step forward. And my younger son, Elway, who hasn't had nearly as much experience as my older son, Liam, nevertheless felt comfortable and played some drums on a couple of songs and got a song through. And yeah, it was just one of those experiences where the community of people completely forgot what the lineage was or the credentials, and everyone was just kind of helping each other out.
Yeah, very cool. We're talking with Neil Finn here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. Neil's checking in from New Zealand, where this Seven Worlds Collide project came together, and it's called The Sun Came Out, and it is now out now, and the cause is excellent as well. The proceeds go to Oxfam. And how did you get involved? Did you kind of choose the charity first and then get into the album, or did that kind of come later?
Well, there was a synchronicity there because we had started to talk about doing a project at the end of the year. This was quite a few months out, and I got approached by Oxfam, who are an organization I've had done quite a few things with, one way or another. And they said, would you ever be interested in making a record for us? And I said, well, funny you should mention it, but maybe your timing is good. And it just seemed like a good hookup. Everybody, as I found out subsequently, everyone involved in the project had some positive association with Oxfam, whether it was just as a contributor. But in some cases, like Wilco had done a couple of shows for them before. So, you know, it just seemed to confirm what was a synchronous event. And they're a good, broad organization, and they're on the ground working on the cliff face, really, for hunger and a disaster relief, but they're also fighting really good political battles. So we're into them.
Yeah, definitely. And are there plans to maybe do some touring in the States, hopefully, behind this album? Or I guess it's probably pretty hard to coordinate everybody's schedules.
But this is the inherent problem. We can divide into sub-tribes, and we have done that for a couple of little shows. But it's really hard. Yeah, everyone's deep inside their own schedules. Obviously, Wilco have had a record out. They've been very busy with that. Radiohead are about to go on recording again. You know, Johnny's been in, Mar's been out with a band called The Cribs. So, yeah, people get involved in their own thing. It is hard to coordinate. You know, I wouldn't rule it out, but I'd say it's 50-50 at the moment.
All right. We appreciate your time, Neil. It's Neil Finn checking in by phone from New Zealand here in the Corner Lounge today, and we'll hold out hope that y'all can make it somewhere close to Charlottesville, Virginia on any kind of upcoming tour, maybe in the new year or something like that.
Well, I would hope so, too.